Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is hour number 3 on a Worship Wednesday. You're in with the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He is George, in for my partner, Rob Parker. And we're brought to you, as always, by Discover Card. And with prices soaring at the pump, Discover's got you back with their cash back program. Here's how it works. You use your Discover Card to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target stores. That's now through June. And that's on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. You can learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations do apply. All right, George, let's go back to the NBA and let's play a game. I really hope it doesn't come to this, but let's just go hypothetical for the sake of discussion, because it will be an interesting discussion. We know that Kyrie Irving and the Nets are at an impasse, right? Struggling to figure out how they're going to move forward together or if they're going to split. And Adrian Wojnarowski for ESPN has said that the Nets have to walk this they're trying, you know, to be strong with Kyrie and not just give him the 5-year max because it's not good for their culture. It would be rewarding bad behavior, and they just can't count on him because he's been unreliable for the past 3 years. And but yet, as they do that, they don't want to alienate Kevin Durant, who's good friends with Kyrie, who came to Brooklyn because, in large part, because of Kyrie. They came together as a package deal. And so you got to walk that fine line. But let's say, and we don't know, to this point, Kevin Durant has not come out and said anything. He has just played, and he's, look, he ain't hard to find.
Mm-mm.
Right? He's on Twitter commenting about all things basketball. So if he wanted to, he could say something. And he hasn't just yet. But let's say at some point he does. If he's like, look, if y'all don't sign Kyrie, I'm out. Where do you think he could go or should go? Now, remember, here's the thing. Even if Kevin Durant said, I want it out, he signed through the 25-26 season, the next 4 years. So he has very little leverage. I don't see KD pulling a James Harden where you quit on your team. Gosh, I hope he doesn't do that, and I don't think he will. I don't see him pulling a Ben Simmons where, let's keep it real, you quit on a team. I don't see that. So they have the leverage, and they could – this isn't a situation because he's got so many years left on his deal, George, where he could be like, look, I want to go to the Lakers. And they got to trade him there. Because you got to – if you're going to play ball, it's going to be for us or wherever we trade you. So it is not necessarily, George, in his best interest to demand a trade because he could end up somewhere he really doesn't want to be. But you tell me, if he got traded, I'm going to put it this way, or if he wanted a trade, where would you like to see him go? I want him to stay in Brooklyn and get it done there with Kyrie and Simmons. But if he's traded, where would you like to see him go?
See that? I would not mind him going to Miami.
That's not a bad one. I thought about that.
I would not mind seeing, mind you, these, I am going to go with places that he would not, that I don't think that he would mind being. Okay. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, I want to see him in Sacramento. What? Cause that ain't going to last long.
Right.
I would not mind seeing him.
And but here's the thing. They could, I mean, honestly, they could trade him to Sacramento.
Listen, yes, but he ain't going.
No, I'm not saying it. I'm just saying that's why he has to be careful. Because Rob G, check. I don't believe he has a. He must not have a no trade clause. But check that out. Look and see if he has one.
You know,
that's because Sacramento got young guys, De'Aaron Fox and all that. So you got to be careful.
I would not mind, and I know that this is going to sound outrageous and out of the box. I would not mind seeing him in Memphis. I would not.
Okay. That's nice, but okay. He does have a no trade. He does not have a no trade clause. Okay, yeah, that's a cute idea, Memphis. You giving me Ja Morant? Cause sign me up, and then I can get rid of Kyrie. Go buy Kyrie, and if KD wants to go, give me Ja, and we can talk. Give me Ja and Jaren Jackson. And y'all,
Wait, I got to give you two players? No,
KD.
Brother, because you get the future. No way, I'm not giving you.
Well,
two
there you
dudes
go, running off at the mouth. You shouldn't have thrown Memphis out there. I'm not giving him to you for you know, chopped liver.
All right, another place.
Moving on.
Another place.
So you're not giving me Ja for him?
No. Nope.
Okay.
I will
then get Memphis out.
Everything else is for sale.
I don't want everything.
Except everything else is for a sale. You know, and another now there is no trade scenario that works here that doesn't just destroy the entire team, but Boston. I think that the Boston Celtics fans would like embrace Kyrie.
Kevin embrace KD.
No. They would.
Right.
Because they actually hate everybody except for their own players. And if you play well for them,
of course.
And if you can combine him,
George,
with,
who wouldn't want KD?
You asked where would I want him to
but
go?
But I'm just saying, don't
I
give me
like
the logic. They would love KD. Of course they would.
Miami first. Miami first.
So hold on. But you're throwing out unrealistic. You can't just throw out
there
a team.
There is no comparable trade for Kevin Durant.
No.
Do you understand that?
Yeah. No. Hold
there
on.
There is if no I'm, comparable trade.
No, there is. Stop it. Stop it. If I'm the Nets and Kevin Durant comes to me, like let's say it just doesn't work out with Kyrie. Well, he's gone. And Kevin Durant comes to me and says, look, I want to be traded. Oh, I mean, I hate to lose him, but that I got a lot to work with.
Correct.
And if I trade Kevin Durant, I'm getting back.
What is he worth, though?
Boston, give me Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Yeah, I said it. I don't think they would, but then you don't get KD.
So the point is that for a player like Kevin Durant, LeBron in his prime, all of that stuff, those players have there is no fair trade back.
I get that, but if I got control, because a lot of times guys, if they demand trades, they got like a year left on the deal.
Yeah, and where they can just walk away.
I'm laughing. I'll see something, boy. I ain't even gonna bring it up, but I'll bring it up during the break, but. All right, here we go. Gosh. All right, here we go. Look. No, George, that's not how the game is played. You've got to give me some trade scenarios. You can't just throw out the Lakers.
No.
The Clippers.
That's unreal.
Well, who are you giving me back? Because if I'm the Nets, I'm like, look, I don't want to trade KD, but if I have to, oh, I am getting a king's ransom. A king's ransom. Unless KD wants to sit the rest of his career.
But you're not, that's the point is that because he's got so long left on his contract, it makes him pretty untradeable.
What? Because, it does not make him untradeable.
Because he's got so much time left. That
makes him more tradable.
No, it
doesn't.
Because
the team knows if we get him, we got him
Chris,
for the next 4 years.
Chris,
what are you talking about?
Anything that you try to trade for him will absolutely, because he's got so much time left on his contract, will destroy the rest of your team. There is
well,
no
he's
place.
Kevin Durant. He is your team. Can
so
somebody
you
say
send
woodshed?
Him to Boston, hold on.
Brian
Finley,
can you
send
say
him to
woodshed? Rob
if you
G,
send him to Boston for Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, you have destroyed your entire team. There is no point in trading for him at that point in time because you've lost anything
no,
that
look,
could possibly
right.
help him. Find me a trade, Chris, in the NBA that you could trade Kevin Durant for, and you're still going to have a good team back after you trade him. Find me one in the entire league.
Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton.
DeAndre Ayton's a free agent. He's walking out the door. So, sorry, wrong.
No, I mean,
try
well,
again.
They can't do. I don't know if they could do him in a sign and trade. I'm not sure how that would work. But you could theoretically, at least, unless there's some type of stipulation for that player. You
so
can
you're
going to
be left
typically.
With Kevin Durant and old.
So you
Chris
could do a
Paul.
Sign and yeah, I'm sure they could do it. No, but I'm saying, don't tell me. You asked me a question.
I said,
and
I said,
hold on, no, let me finish.
Okay.
You asked me a question, and I just gave you an answer where I would have Chris Paul, Kevin Durant, Mikal Bridges, etc. They wouldn't be good. Yeah, they would be good.
They would be the Dallas Mavericks. They would be the Dallas
Hold on,
Mavericks.
But the Dallas Mavericks are good. I'm not promising you a championship, but you said give me a good team. He's Kevin freaking Durant. I can't set it out
There's
on a silver
nothing
platter
left
for you,
if
but
you
he
trade
can get
for
it
him,
done.
Chris. There is
really,
not a,
Phoenix,
there is not a team, and I still stand by that. There's not a team
Woodshed.
That you can trade him to. There's not a team that you can trade him to that
right,
you have anything
one.
Championship caliber
one.
Left.
Here's another one. CJ, and I'm not saying the Nets do, I'm just throwing out potentials to you since you want to play this game with me. C.J. McCollum and Brandon Ingram.
That seems like enough, or do you have to give up first round picks too?
Give me a pick. Y'all got enough young players. Give me a pick, first round pick too.
And what are you left with on that
Zion
on that team?
Williamson.
Are you sure you
Kevin
got Zion?
Durant.
Are you
yeah.
sure he's played like?
The injuries
some
aside,
games in 3 years.
Injury, okay,
80,
of course.
85 games in 3 years.
He's always an injury question. But I'm saying if he's there playing, they're nice. And I'm a, hold on. Memphis. Now, I know the salaries because these guys are young. But let's say theoretically, say they did give Jaren Jackson and Ja Morant. Memphis had a better record without Ja than they had with him. Now, I'm not saying they're better without him, but they got a great coach. They got, young players that can play. You drop Kevin Durant in there instead of Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson, are you going to tell me they're not good?
No. What you're going to be left with Brandon Clark, Dylan Brooks, and Slo-Mo? As your best players?
No. Your best player is Kevin Durant.
You
and I
have
got
now.
Hold on.
You are Desmond the whole Bain. Point. Chris,
no,
is to
it.
Try to build a championship
George,
caliber team.
You got
And the point is, if you trade for Kevin Durant
George.
Under his current contract situation, and not where he could just walk out the door the next year, so they have to be reasonable about a trade. You are not going to have a decent team left, and the Pelicans
you're
ain't
flat
no
out
way.
Wrong.
Hold on.
You like
and if
three,
you're trading
you
the Pelicans,
on. You hold on. You've been filibustering the mic. All right, listen. If they gave them Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson, they got Kevin Durant, Desmond Bane, Dylan Brooks, Brandon Clark, don't tell me that's not a good team. I'm not guaranteeing a title, but they had a better record without Ja. So don't tell
they
me when you drop Kevin Durant in there instead of Ja Morant, they're not going to be good.
They did have a better record. However, as we saw in the playoffs, all of that great play for 43 minutes, it'll be a one-point game against a good team, and then the last 5 minutes of the game, they can't score because they don't have a closer.
Who couldn't? Memphis?
Yes, Memphis.
They had Ja.
But Ja, you just said that they were
is
that
Kevin
they
Durant,
had a better
is
record.
Is Kevin Durant a closer?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Then they would have a closer.
They would be without Jaren Jackson and Ja Morant. What are you talking about? That's not even
George,
a comparable
do you not
trade
understand?
Either.
Hold on, you stop. Stop, please. Do you not understand that if Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson went to Brooklyn, Kevin Durant would go to the Nets or to the Grizzlies?
Yes.
He would be your closer.
Here's another one. How about Anthony Davis?
Would the Lakers be any good if they traded Anthony Davis or Kevin Durant?
The Brooklyn
Thank
Nets
you.
wouldn't do
no,
that.
No, you asked me for trades. And you made this asinine.
That's a trade the Lakers would do, but Brooklyn would not do. How many games are you going to get? How many games is Anthony Davis going to play next season? If you had to do
an
over-under.
As a 2, as a 7, as a 9 statement that if you traded for Kevin Durant, you wouldn't be any good. I just off the top of my head gave you like 5 teams.
No,
don't
you
let
didn't.
A brother study the situation.
What are you talking about? None of those teams.
We're at the woodshed.
All of those teams would
be
in the play-in tournament, Chris.
At the woodshed. I'll be back in a few minutes with my man George Reister for Rob Parker.
All to be in the play-in.
Keep it like I couple.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the Odd Couple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, go to AutoZone. That's the only place you need to go. It's America's number one battery destination. All your battery needs you can meet at AutoZone. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having said battery trouble, head on over to the zone. AutoZone is your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. George, let's move on to the NFL. That was contentious. It's tiring taking you to the woodshed. I got to need a break. My gosh. My arm is worn out. But anyway, let's go to the NFL. And Rob G is going to explain the latest report from Josina Anderson. Here's what she said. Rob G, tell us.
Yeah, she reported this almost right before we went on the air, so we had to sneak it in here on the topics list. She said on Twitter, quote, "I'm told that the Seahawks have a high level of interest in acquiring quarterback Baker Mayfield and behind the scenes are open to contractually extending him."
What? Open to it is obviously leaves a lot of room for interpretation.
Yeah.
Because there's no way. Look, I think they should bring in Baker Mayfield. I think he's better than Drew Locke and Geno Smith. But if I bring him in, there's no way I'm bringing him in and automatically
correct
giving him like a real extension. And there's no way he would go in there and take a week extension, you know, like not a ton of money. So I'm open to it. Yeah, you come in, you play well, you show us that you can be a franchise quarterback for us in your 1 year, then we'll be open to discussing an extension. But that's got to be the extent of it as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, 100%. Because why on earth would you give him an extension when you don't have to? And like, yes, that's the only reason why you should trade for him if you are open to extending him later, because you're hoping that you find a franchise quarterback. That's the only reason why you trade for him. So, like, this felt like a in other news, water is wet. Yeah, of course you're open to giving him an extension if you trade for him, because if you didn't, then that's the worst trade of all time. Yeah, we traded for a guy that we really don't believe in and we don't see a future with, but we're trading for him anyway. We're going to give up some picks for him. That would make zero sense. But as far as Baker, he is what, due almost $19 million
right
this year. And that has been prohibitive to him being traded. And like, because there are teams that want Baker, just not at that price.
Right.
And it's been talked about that Cleveland is going to have to eat some of that salary if they want to offload Baker. Otherwise, they're going to have to release him. But I don't think that we're going to see him hit the open market, at least until we find out what's going on with Watson. Because if he gets suspended for an entire year, they're not going to roll with
Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, yeah.
So you think they would try to play Baker?
I would.
Well, tell me, and I've been saying that before, like they need to both sit down and both need to understand, look, we need each other.
Correct.
We've upset you. You've upset us. You demanded a trade before you even knew we were going after Deshaun. So we both have done things to upset the other party. But the bottom line is right now, we need each other, Baker. And Baker, you have seen that your market is not what you thought it was. Yep. Teams aren't willing to trade for you.
Oh,
what better way to up your value and get the big contract you want than to come play for us and lead us to the playoffs? You know we have a playoff team.
Oh, that's much too nice of a conversation, Chris. That's too nice of a conversation. If I'm the Cleveland Browns, the conversation I'm having with Baker is, if Deshaun Watson gets suspended for a year, I'm calling him and be like, hey, yo, You are under contract. You are the quarterback of this football team. See you when training camp starts. And Baker, where like some people are like, Baker's
why,
not going to want to play for
beat
them.
Him
He's
down
not going to have
like
a choice.
That. Why beat him down like that? You want him in the best mind frame that he can be. I hear where you're coming
he
at. And I like the old
be,
school.
He needs that.
I like the old
he
school.
He needs
stuff.
Them as much as he needs
I
them.
I know, but don't you got him between a rock and a hard place. So don't crush him completely, because you need the dude in good spirits. It's the same thing with Kyrie. I'm not trying to demolish Kyrie in my negotiations if I'm the Nets. I want the player to think it's a win-win. That's why I'm having the nice conversation. You said earlier I'm much older than you. Well, I'm much smarter, too. I got much more wisdom. And that's what I'm saying, George Reister. Yeah, hey, I know
Chris,
I could go in there and be
Chris,
like, dude, if you want this $18 million, show up and be ready to throw the football. But I want a win-win situation.
No, here is the problem. Is that
do we need to go back to the woodshed?
Baker Mayfield is a walk-on guy. He's got that underdog, prove you wrong mentality. So that would actually go to encourage him. And then remember this. Is there anything more Baker Mayfield than to end up having to play for the Browns this year? And I would be willing to bet, Chris, that for some reason, that if that happens, he turns around and has his best season of his entire career. He'll go like 35 touchdowns, 14 picks. They'll go to the AFC Championship game and lose.
Wow.
And then, and I'm telling you, that is Baker Mayfield's like life MO.
Well, that was nice at the college level and the high school level. He gonna do that in the NFL? Really?
Hey, under those circumstances, he would mess around and have
a little disrespect.
Yeah. No. Not a little. Just so much that he would come out and have an Angels in the outfield season and then not be able to repeat
it
again.
See, you've been in Hollywood too long, man. You've been floating around. You must be hanging out with Ephraim Salaam.
I'm writing movies, baby, in my spare time.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com tirerack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
And as we move forward into the greatness of the light and the land, we hold blessings in hand and hope one day Drake can find his passion and talent to one again. And as we give Drake the ambition he needs, well, guys, honestly, never mind. The floor is yours, Chris.
That's our man, DJ Alex, the vegan, on a Worship Wednesday. George Reister in for Rob Parker. He's done a terrific job, and I give him a lot of... What was it? Welcome back, Carter. I tease him a lot because I got him on the spot. Welcome back. That's my man, George Reister.
You are hella old.
I messed with him a lot. I know you weren't even born with Welcome Back Carter.
Yeah, that's what I said. You and Rob are the same age.
No. I'm much younger than Rob. But look, if you're a value customer of Discover Card, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. You can learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. Let's end it here, George, on a good note for you. You're big in college sports, and I imagine you like the NIL, the name, image, likeness deals that students can get now. And a year or so ago, and even more than that, last few years, there's been this kind of push. Hasn't been a groundswell, of course. But there has been some momentum gained for some of the top athletes going to HBCUs, right?
Yep.
The top defensive back in the country spurning Florida State to go to Jackson State and play for Deion Sanders. Makur Maker was one of the top players in high school, went to Howard University to play basketball. Didn't work out for him there, but he went there and played basketball. Mikey Williams, who's a top young high school player, he's still considering Howard. There's been others that have visited Howard. And I've wondered, I like the players looking at HBCUs and giving them strong consideration. But I've wondered how the NIL, that could hurt the HBCUs and this momentum, because they don't have the boosters. Now, they got some, obviously, boosters with great wealth, but they don't have enough to play ball against Alabama and Ohio State and Michigan and, you know, the top programs in the country. So I'm wondering if that'll hurt some of this momentum of guys going to HBCUs. I do have an idea about it, but first I want to just get your thoughts in general on that topic.
Well, the first thing though, Chris, is that I don't believe that the way NIL is working now is sustainable for the colleges. Like it's a not, because the amount of the deals that we're seeing now, some of them are so far out of the range of what you would expect them to.
We just saw a high school, Malachi Nelson, going to USC. He's got a year left in high school. He just got about $1 million for one.
So yeah, and that's not even the biggest one. You have Nico Iamaleva, who is reported to have signed a NIL deal worth up to $8 million.
Wow.
To go to Tennessee. So it doesn't
million
seem
dollars. Yes. Is that over the 4 years or
yes,
three
correct.
Years or whatever years?
Yeah,
okay.
Correct. So these numbers don't feel sustainable long term. That I believe that the market will eventually correct itself. But as far as the HBCUs go, and remember, I have a son who's being recruited right now. He's 16 years old. He's going into his junior year. So
for football or basketball?
For football.
Okay.
And he's a quarterback. So I understand how these things fully work. And I am definitely interested in my son checking out HBCUs, but also I know at the end of the day, right, the way things are at this point, but June 22nd, 2022, that Power Five schools, particularly some specific ones, have a much better package that they can offer financially. And I do understand that your education matters and that your college experience, networking, connection to your roots matter. But it's just like taking a job. Like it's a business decision at the end of the day.
Right.
And that all of these are sliding scales. And that there are, you know, like FAMU has a deal with LeBron now. They're coming out with new cleats, new uniforms, new jerseys, but it's the facilities and
That's the thing, right? They can't come. The facilities aren't even close.
Correct.
And that's the biggest problem.
Yeah.
And do you think that professional athletes, a LeBron, a Steph, a Durant, guys like that, I think they should make. And it's easy for me to say it's not my money, although I do contribute to an HBCU that my parents went to, even though I didn't go to one. I think they should contribute money to these HBCUs and help them build up their facilities.
Oh, I do. But when we're talking about facility upgrades, we're talking $50 million, hundred million. I mean, that's a lot of turkey. Right there.
Right.
So
and that shouldn't be on one player to do all that.
Correct. And that's kind of what Deion has been trying to get is that the thing that makes the bigger schools like the Power Five schools so powerful and have so much money is the TV rights. Is the TV rights and then the merchandising. So yes, the donors and stuff.
Well, if the TV rights is a big part of it, because I know a lot of it is donors.
Yeah,
but well, if you're saying the TV rights is the biggest part, then that's an argument for building up HBCUs.
Correct.
Because if the best players went there, they would be among the best teams in the country, and then they would get that TV rights money.
Think about this, is that the Big Ten and the SEC this year are going to give each of their member schools over $50 million just from TV revenue alone. $50 million. And their athletic budgets are somewhere in between, like on the low end, 90 some odd million, all the way up to 200 million for like Texas. Like that's what we're talking about. That a large portion of it comes from the TV revenue now. And then there's ticket sales and concessions, parking, all of that stuff. And the lion's share of that is generated by football. So you actually have to build football up and build up the TV interest to be able to fund things. Because if you're looking at these HBCUs, their football programs, some of them are operating on like a $5, $10 million budget. Like, imagine.
Well,
if they
Deion isn't even making much money there.
Correct.
He's making about $250,000 a year.
Correct.
So props to him, because obviously he's not doing it for the money. So,
yeah. And he's had opportunities to leave and make up more. Because if Florida State tried to get Deion now, they would be offering him $6, $7 million to start.
Right.
So, like you said, props and kudos to him, because a lot of people would walk out the door and be like, hey, yo, this is an offer I can't refuse.
Right. So what you were – it was interesting. You were saying that you don't think the NIL situation is sustainable. Expound on that.
So especially with the quarterback – position, these deals and these numbers are getting so high. And then what we just saw at Miami, where one of the kids they had a transfer come in from Kansas State in on the basketball team, and then one kid who was there was like, whoa, he's making more than me. Either you up my NIL money or I'm out. And you have players that are signing deals now and then leaving. And the people who are donating this money are like business people, like who own businesses. They're entrepreneurs or have other great jobs. They're multimillionaires. So now they didn't get that way by just letting people walk out the door with their money. So they are going to have some contingencies to it on how it's paid, where it's paid, all sorts of things to make sure that their model is sustainable. Because like Texas A&M having $25 million a year to try to get a recruiting class, that ain't going to work every year. Because you're not going to be able to drum up that amount of money every single year.
Well, so, a lot of that money's coming from, you know, a lot of that donor money goes into the coach's salary and stuff like that.
Correct.
So some of that money that goes to administration and coaches and stuff, which they can take a little bit of a hit. The question is how much of it. I mean, you're right. It seems like it's just going to grow and grow and grow. I remember the NBA had that problem. Remember, but there didn't always used to be max salaries in the NBA.
Correct.
When I first started covering the league, there were no max salaries. Yeah. And you
That's
had rookies
why Shaq
coming
has
in.
Made almost as much as LeBron has.
Shaq?
Yes. Shaquille O'Neal.
I don't know that he made as much as LeBron.
No, almost.
There were like rookies coming in, though, getting paid more than anybody on the team, even if you had superstars on your team. And it became a problem. But, yeah, you could see that happening with the NILs. You think it'll be, how competitive will it be between players on teams?
Oh, very, very. Like, you're going to be like, hold up, I'm the starting quarterback, and I'm going to the NBA, and the NFL, and you think that you are going to pay this recruit more than me? Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I like the NIL. I imagine you do, too. I think you got to let it play out initially. And then you can try to put in, if you have to fix it in certain ways, maybe you can do that.
And
thing is, you
way,
can't trust Chris, NCAA to fix
Shaq,
it.
And by the way, Shaq is the seventh highest paid player in NBA history, just so you know.
Okay, where's LeBron?
Number one now.
Is he number one?
Yep. One, and then Kevin Garnett
is
number two.
Yeah, I guess he's played
and
so
Kevin
long,
Garnett man. Is number two.
Okay. All right, 7-1. I didn't know they were that close, but okay, I guess.
Damn,
that's
tough.
My man, George Reister. Great stuff, man. I appreciate you. Thanks for being a good sport.
Yes, sir.
All right, it's the iCouple signing off. Keep it locked. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon next. They bring fire.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced.
Bring it on.
Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.